Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 30 Mfufu 2017 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Inyathela lezekhi liqakathekile kakhulu andimbona liqakathekile ngoba isikhathi esiningi kubanzima ukuthi sithole iproof of residence and kubanzima kuyabe kusidurela ukuthi ukhanyise usiya ku-commission of oaths kumbusiye emapholiseni.
UZulu wamukele ngenjabulo ukuvunyelwa kweziphathamandla ze-ZEC ukuba ngabafakazi ngesiqiniseko ama-commissioner of oaths kuhlelo lokubhalisa amagama abavoti.
Laba abahlala kumalobhensisi bandise ukuzihambela ngesikhathi kumafelekisela amathuba ukuthi bayefika njalo ama-ZEC offices azele wona kawavalwa. So sikuthathe njengokuthi njengoba khathesi phase 2 isisiyalanda uZulu kunokuthi uZulu ayilande.
Isigaba sesibili sokubhalisa abantu kugwalo lwabavoti siqale izolo kulabantu abalutshwana abazobhalisa. Kwezemidlalo, iqembu lomdlalo wenguqu elengezi Platinum Stars yilo eselihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kusigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. I-commission ebona ngezokhetho e-ZEC sivunyelwe ukunikeza abaphathisa uZulu ukubhalisa amagama abo kuluhlu lokuvota amandla okunika isiqiniseko sobufakazi ukuba ngama-commissioner of oaths. Kuhlandla lokuqala kobulawayo kube labantu abaningi ababiselwe emuva ngenxa yokuswela ubufakazi bokuthi bahlala ngapi. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
I-ZEC sicele kuhulumende ukuthi ivunyelwe ukunikeza abaphathisa uZulu ukubhalisa ukuvota amandla okupha isiqinisekiso sokufakaza ama-commissioner of oaths ukwenzela ukusiza labo abebesehluleka ukubhalisa ngenxa yokusweleka kobufakazi bokuthi umuntu uhlala ngapi. Ihlandla lesibili liqale emhlaka 29 Mfumfu liyagqitshwa mhlaka 13 Lwezi. Umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo ele-MDC, uProfessor Welshman Ncube, uthe i-BVR ngokwayo iyavikela ukuthi umuntu abhalise kabili, ngakho i-ZEC kumele ilalele izikhalazo zikaZulu isuse ukudingakala kwalobo bufakazi.
Akukhitshwe emthethweni lokhu ukuthi kube ne-proof of residence. Kwenele nje ukuthi umuntu afike athi mina hayi ngihlala laphana, ngiregister nini isikolo lesana yikho lapho engifuna ukuvotela khona eseduze kwalapho engihlala khona. Ngoba into eqakathekileyo kayisikho ukuthi utshengise ukuthi uhlala ngaphi. Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi umuntu angavunyelwa ukuthi arejiste kabili, ayirejista laphana lalaphana lalaphana. I-BVR leyi iyayenza ngenxa ukuthi uthathwa ama-fingerprint ukuthi ungenelise ukuthi urejiste kabili ngoba ima-fingerprint akho abivele senjani esekhona kukhompyutha. Yikho ke sithi thina kakulancedi ukuthi beloke sithi proof of residence, proof of residence. Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi abantu bangarejisti kabili, ama-fingerprints ayakuqeda lokhu ukuthi kurejisteke kabili kathathu.
Ihlandla lakuqala lokubhalisa liphele ngeviki edlulileyo kobulawayo sokubhalisa abantu abayisilinganiso esedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu lanhlanu. Umnumzana Lungisani Moyo omunye obehluleke ukubhalisa kuhlandla lakuqala uthi inyathelo lezekhi lamukelekile kakhulu ngoba yena obesekhalele ukubhalisa ngenxa yokuswela ubufakazi obudingakalayo.
Indaba ye-proof of residence kufanele iscratch out because abanye singamalotsha asila ama-proof of residence ngoba amaphepha amanzi afikela kubomastandi, afikela kubolendlothibe. And le ndaba yokuthi kuthiwa kube labo commissioner of oaths is a long process. Why andivele kuyabe kule photo yomuntu, kuyathatha ifoto ne-fingerprint lesithupha somuntu. I think that's enough.
Ihlandla lesivili lokubhalisa liqale emhlaka 29 Mfumfu, kodwa indawo ezihlole i-Studio 7 bezingaphithizeli okutshengisa ukuthi uZulu kobulawayo ulokhe engakhuthalelanga ukubhalisa ukuvota. Unkosikazi Nkosinesi Sandlovu uthe yena uyalithakazelela inyathelo le-ZEC elokufaka o-Commissioner of Oaths ngoba yena obakhe ukufakazi balapho ahlala khona bungekho ebizweni lakhe.
Inyathela lezekhi liqakathekile kakhulu ngoba isikhathi esiningi kuba nzima ukuthi sithole iproof of residence. Kuyabe kusidurela ukuthi ukhanyise usiya ku-commission of oath kumbusi emapholiseni. Ngakho-ke kulula kithi siyabe sizama ukuregister ukuthi bahle basi-authorize khonapho khonapho ukuthi kube lula kithi ukuthi siregister.
Umgcini sihlalo wezekhi uJustice Rita Makarau uveze ukuthi kuhlandla lakuqala izekhi ibhalise abantu abangaphezu kwesigidi endaweni ezizinkulungwane ezimbili lamakhulu amahlanu. Ihlandla lesibili lizaqhuba kuyefika mhla ka 13 Lwezi, kuthi elesithathu liqale mhla ka 16 Lwezi kusiya ku 1 Mpalakazi, elokugcina liyaqala mhla ka 4 Mpalakazi kusiya ku 19 Mpalakazi. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Siyabonga bathabile. Kunjalo nje ihlandla lesibili lokubhalisa amagama abavoti eliqale izolo libikwa lisiba lenani labantu elithe xaxa kwezinye izigaba zelizwe nxa kuqathaniswa lababhalise kuhlandla lakuqala. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT unkosazana Thabita Khumalo uvumelane leziphathamandla zenhlanganiso yeZEC ukuthi inani lababhalisayo likhuphukile ngoba indawo ababhalisela khona sezisebantwini.
Okwakhathesi abalandeli bethu baphansi ku-ground bekhanyekhanyela ukuthi kume njani. Sizazama ukuthi sihlanganisa amakhanda njengenkokheli ukuthi lathi fike singene kuZulu phakathi sibone ukuthi kanti vele kumi njani, kuyahamba yini.
Sike sezwa iZEC isithi yona kungani kungconywana sokulabantu abaninganyana abayabhalisa ukuvota. Kungakuliqiniso yini lo?
Kungaba liqiniso. Kwamele sazi ukuthi iZEC ike ibhalisa ukuzalobisa ukuvota ifake ama-registration centers abo ezindaweni zamasabhabha nawe esithi yiwo ama-low density. So abantu abaningi abakade besiyavota izisebenzi kakhulu ngoba laba abahlala kuma-low density bandise ukuhambela ngesikhathi uma sebethole amathuba ukuthi bayefika. Njalo ama-emergency cottages avele wona kawavalwa. So sikuthathe njengokuthi njengoba khathesi phase 2 isisiyalanda uZulu kulokuthi uZulu ayilande.
Ingxaki ebezikhona ezifana lencwadi zobufakazi bokuthi umuntu uhlala ngaphi ke libona ungani zizaba ngcono yini kathesi lokusilela kwalabo abasayina ama-affidavit?
Hayi, ingxaki zengwalo zokuthi bahlala ngaphi zizabe zilokhu zikhona, kodwa sonke udaba lolu selihanjiswe komthethandaba sizama ukuthi siluqhuka komqhuke. Kodwa kakutho ukuthi nxa njengxaku lezi lokhu zikhona kulabantu ama-commissioners azayisebesayina. Sikhuluma kunjenje kobulawayo amagqwetha abakugcajaphulu bazabe besiphathisa, amagqwetha lapho kusebenza khona upresident bakuhoshineni bazabe besiphathisa, ama-councillors ethu abameli bephalamende babe khona. So hayi, sizazama ngey'ndlela zethu zonke ukuthi wonke umuntu onelungelo lokuthi abe ngu-commissioner aphathise ekubhaliseni lokho okwenzakalayo.
Alo-ke ngunkosazana Thabita Khumalo, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare.
Asambeni madoda siyovota,
asambeni madoda siyovota, sivotele inkulu.
Asambeni,
uyakwazi na lapho okumele uyebhalisa ukuvota? Isigaba sesibili sohlelo lokubhalisa ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota ngomnyaka ozayo ka-2018 oluqhutshwa yi-commission ebona ngezokhetho eyeZEC siqala mhla ka-29 Mfufu sisiyaphela ngolwezi 13, 2017. Kobulawayo, Bulawayo, South and Central, ePhelandaba, Mpopoma, eMakhandeni, eMtumbane, eLobhengula, laseLuvuko. Harare Metropolitan, Harare Central, Harare East, Harare West, Harare North, Mount Pleasant, Sunningdale, Mabukuta Fara, Hatfield, Southerton, Highfield East, Budiriro, Letsibarasese, Manicaland, Nyanga, North and South, Mtasa, South, North and Central, Lemtare North, Emotional and Central, Shamba, North le South, Ekurube North, Emount Darwin East le South, Lerushinga, Emotional and East, Uzumba Maramba, Maramba Pungu, Uzumba, Murewa North, West le South, Emarodera East le Central, Emotional and West, Eurungwe East, Makonde, Echinoi, Emakonde, Emangura, Kozimba, Zimba West, Daniela North. Emashingo, TV Central, eNorth, Nase South. Mashingo North, South, West, Le Central. Le Mashingo Ebe. Emachebelelent North, Elupane East, Echolocho, North, Le South, Le Mkuzi. Emachebelelent South, Emachobo North, Daniela South. Ebubulilima East, Daniela West. Enkabazwe eMidland, Gokwe South, Le Central, Gokwe Sasami, Berengwa West, eSouth, North, Le East. Izishabane Ngezi, Ganye leZishabane Runde. Kodwa phela, lawa ayisiwo wonke ama-centers elingabhalisa kuwo ukuvota. Lilakho ukuwathola kuwebhusayithi yethu ithe Voice of America ethi www.voaindebele.com.
Isizalwane sakweSweden unkosazana Kirsty Palmberg uthe usephe uncedo lwesipho senjini yamanzi esebenza ngamandla elanga awesola. Kuzakhamizi zeChanyangugwe eGwanda, uPalmberg ukhuthaze izakhamizi ukuthi zithathe leli thuba ukulima ngamandla ukuze ziguqule impilo zemuli zazo. Uvusi Sizwe Mkhwananzi usiphalo ludaba eseGwanda.
Unkosazana Kirsty Palmberg utshele izakhamizi zaseShanyaugwe ezansi emaNdebeleni ukuthi yena kayisiso sinothi, kodwa wathi ntheka lapho ebona imifanekiso yabomama besibambene Garden Project bethwala inkonxa ngamakhanda njalo behamba umango omude ukuze bayethelela izivande zabo. UPalmberg ebekhuluma lapho ezophawula ngokusemthethweni ukusebenza kwalenjini yamanzi esebenza ngamandla elanga awesola esivandeni sesibambene Garden Project phansi kwesikolo seShanyaugwe embuthanweni obulezakhamizi osobhuka amakhansila kanye labantwana besikolo. UPalmberg uthi isifiso sakhe ukuthi omama balime izilimo abazazithengisa bathole imali yokuphilisa imuli zabo ukuze labantwana bakhule bezigqaja ngokulima.
Everybody has to go to talk about
into eyodwa nje abantu abakhohlwa ukukhuluma ngayo
is that you can grow vegetables,
ungahlanyela imbhida
and sell,
tenise,
and get money,
uthole imali.
But the most important thing,
kodwa into eqakathekile kakhulu,
that you give your children and grandchildren the proud of doing this, getting this money from your own work.
Kodwa okuqakathekile ukuthi wenelise ukunika abantwana ulwazi lokuthi wena wakwanisa ukubayenzela olunye ulutho.
Umnumzana Jackson Ndlovu owe Edward Ndlovu Memorial Trust onguye wathatha imifanekiso yabomama besibambene wayethumezela uPalmberg. Udiningi labomama besibambene ngomama abadala kakhulu abadinga ukuphathiswa.
Sihlangene namhla-ke sikhangeleni leyo injongo yokuthi abesibambene kumele bakhule njengeminyaka yabo. I-average age yabo ngabona is about 72 years. Futhi ngabantu alokhu beswela ukuthi badle izinto ezingcono ukuzama ukucongolezela ukuthi imizimba le iqine. Abaningi babo balabazukulu ababagcinileyo.
Omama besibambene balima izilimo ezibalisa imbhida, amatamatisi, ihananisi kanye lamakherot, njalo umgcini sihlalo wabo unkosazana Shuna Ndlovu wamukele lesi sipho ngenjabulo enkulu esithi bazasebenza gadalala.
Shuna! Isola leyi letanka leyi jojo isihlumise amandla emzimbeni. Ingadi leyi sifuna ukuthi silime lutho le yonke iwophi sithengise izilimo zethu. Sokungani labo zezane high school khonale labo manama ezibhedlela lebhodini babuye bazothenga khonapha ukuthi sithuthuke lathi.
Obe ngumhlonitsha kulumbuthano usikhutha mfundo ezokulima untombi zakhe Mlilo. Yena ugcele obaba ukuthi bancedisane labomama besibambene ukuze isivande sikhule.
Obaba namhla bakhona la, ngiyathaba ukuthi obaba bakhona. Kwezinye isikhathi nxa sihamba kwezinye indawo thina size sababona obaba abaningi. Bobaba buya nini lisekele omama lisebenze labo. Libona ukuthi isizwe siyathuthuka ngoba akulamule ngelababa lomama ikhona. So nxa sokuthuthwa mama emsebenzini obaba bengasakhanyi imule nalana sihamba njani ngaselababa ingaselamama.
ichanya ukwe ingamakilomitha edlula ekhulu usuka edolobheni leGwanda ulubhekise ezansi. Njengazo zonke indawo zezansi yamaNdebeleni kayitholi izulu eliningi osekudale ukuthi kusungulwe indlela zokulima ngokuthelezela. UNkosazana Paul Mbank uphinde wapha omama besibambene esinye sezikhwama zidungayo kanye nesibane sokusebenzisa lapho bethe gwaqa befunda ingwalo. NginguVusisizwe Mkhwananzi owendaba zeStudio 7 ngiseShanya Hugwe eGwanda.
Uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngehlandla lesibili lohlelo lokubhalisa amagama kugwalo lwabalelungelo lokuvota. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wothi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Uhuru Kenyatta wakwele Kenya nguye onqobileyo kukhetho oluphindiweyo elizweni ngemva kokungemukelwa kwempumela yakuqala. Phakathi kwabancintisileyo abathuba minwe mbili, uKenyatta uthole isilinganiso esikhulu sabavotileyo abayizigidi ezedlula eziyisikhombisa lengxenye ngemva kokade emphikisa kanzima uRaila Odinga womanyano wamabandla aphikisayo ekhalale lolu khetho. ELePakistan liqwayise eleMelika ukuthi kuhle ukukhulumisana lamacele wonke kulokuzama ukubamba ngamandla amanye amazwe ukuthi enze intando yeMelika empini yase-Afghanistan. Kwezempilakahle omunye wabaphatheke emkhankasweni yokulwisana lokumemetheka kokuthelelwana kwegcikwane lengculaza umqondisi we-Citizens AIDS Survival Trust iCAST u-retired Brigadier David Chiweza ukhuthaza ukubanjwa ngamandla kukaZulu ukuyahlolwa ukuba balalo na leli gcikwane lobahatshi. Okuninga sikuzweni kuMavis Gama eseHarare.
Abohlangothi lolu bathi kodwa bebheke ngelokhozi ilihlo umbumo wezehlakalo zabahlaselwa yilesi sihudo se-typhoid. Umqondisi wohlangothi olubona ngezempilakahle kumunicipal weHarare uDr. Prosper Chonzi uthi kunje bathathu kuphela abasesesibhedlela phakathi kwabangamashumi amathathu balabo abatholakala belesihudo se-typhoid abayizakhamizi zeMatapi. Kodwa uDr. Chonzi ethi lanxa kube lokwehla kwenani lalabo abalokhe besesibhedlela bezohlala belungiselele isikhathi sonke njengoba ungoqhamuka njalo nje lumkhuhlane.
We have had a few cases from outside Mbare, from Hopley, from Budiruru, but all those are what you call epidemiologically linked to the cases in Mbare. These are people that spend most of their time in Mbare, either trading or just doing business in Mbare. So they contract the disease, they go back to their suburbs.
Sakunanzelela ukuba laba kungabantu abachitha isikhathi esiningi besemzini weMbare ngezizathu ezimbalwa okubalisa ukuyadinga okuthengiswayo lokuphatheka kumabhizimusi ehlukeneyo. Basebe uthathela ke lumkhuhlane bese bebuyela lapho behlala khona sebelawo. Kungakho uZulu weHarare azi ukuthi umkhuhlane osabalala lula yiloba yisiphi isikhathi. Okwakhathesi singani siyanqoba kulempi yokulwisana lalo mkhuhlane. Sinethemba lokuba kuzoqhubeka ngaleyo ndlela.
UDr. Chonzi uthi kunzima ukusiqeda isihudo endaweni yeMatapi emzini weMbare njengoba kuyindawo ehlala abantu abaningi kakhulu. Kolunye udaba oluphathelane lezempilakahle, omunye wabaphatheke emikhankasweni yokulwisana lokumemetheka kokuthelelanwa kwegciwane lengculaza umqondisi we-Citizens AIDS Survival Trust CAST, u-retired Brigadier David Chiweza ukhuthaza ukubanjwa ngamandla kwaZulu ukuyahlolwa ukuba balalo na lobahachi igciwane lengculaza leHIV njengalokho okwenziwa kweminye imikhuhlane efana lendingindi. Lokhu uChiweza ukutsho embuthanweni wokwethula inhlanganiso yakhe ewedeleni yeMonumotapa eHarare kunsukwana isanda kwedlula, ethi le yiyo kuphela indlela engaphathisa ekuthini umuntu wonke azi isimo sakhe kuthathwe amanyathelo wokumsiza isikhathi sesekhona, hathi ukuvumela uZulu esiyahlolwa ngokuthanda kwakhe. Obona ngezokuhlolisiswa kwenhlelo enhlanganisweni yeNational AIDS Council NAC, othi lokho lilungelo lomuntu ukuyadinga usizo esibhedlela okubalisa ukukhetha ukuyahlolwa igazi ukuba lilegciwane nalo bahachi. Umpofu ethi kungalesi sizathu beqhubeka beziqhelisa inhlelo zabo emizameni yokufinyelela wonke umuntu ofisa ukuhlolwa okubalisa ukubalanda endaweni lapho kusebenzela abangatholakali lula ababalisa abaphila ngokuthengisa imizimba olwe moonlight testing.
Kulabo abasebenza ntambama singathi ngama sex work, siyasebenza logaja lwe home affairs esingathi thina amapolisa, ukuzama ukuthi bonabo abantu labo nxa kusenzakala bachiye wona lo msebenzi, kodwa njalo nxa kusenzakala babone ukuthi bavikelekile wona lo msebenzi.
Umeli wesigaba seBinga North edale lePhalamende engomunye wamalunga akukomiti yedale lePhalamende ekhangela ezempila kahle umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda, laye uthi akavumelani lokubanjwa ngamandla kwabantu ukuba bahlolwe igazi.
Uma singathi thina kasibambeni umuntu wonke ngamandla ukuthi kahambe ethestwa HIV, hayi kuhle sibili ngabe kuthiwa khona izinto zonke zilingene, ngabe kuthiwa konke kuhle kulungile kuleli lizwe bekungaba kuhle. Kodwa ngicela ukuthi ukhangele ukuthi eZimbabwe kusese lokuthi umuntu angaziwa ukuthi ulegciwane le-HIV and AIDS. Uba lalokhanesa ukuthi bakuthi kwini ngesikhiwa istigma.
Uthi bekungaba ngcono ngabe labo abakhankasela ukuhlolwa kwabantu ukuba balegciwane baqinisa umkhankaso wokuthi ugatsha lwezempilakahle lwabelwe imali eningi.
Bese sikhangela futhi okwesibili ukuthi khona lokhu ukwelatshwa kwegciwane kuleli lizwe, siyakhala sikhala ngokuthi uhulumende unika imali eningi emapholiseni ekuhambeni kukamongameli esiya phandle kwelizwe ukwedlula imali ayifaka ku-health sector. Ngaqala uhulumende efaka imali, angafaka imali kuyabeke sokulungile ukuthi mhlawumbe angabamba abantu ngamandla.
Okwakhathesi eleZimbabwe kalibabambi ngamandla abantu ukuba bahlolwe igazi, ngoba isekelo sombuso sikubeka sobala ukuba kulilungelo lakhe umuntu ukwenze njalo. Ingcwethi kwezempilakahle zithi akusizi lutho ukuhlola abantu bese beswela imithi yakhona, ikanti bekungaba ngcono ukukhankasela ukuziphatha kwabo lokusebenza indlela zokuzivikela ukwehlisa ukusabalala kwegciwane. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Kwezemidlalo, iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars yilo eselihlezi phezu kwengalane emiklomelo kusigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League ngemva kwemidlalo yeviki lamachumi amathathu. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abafana beNkezi Platinum sebele miklomelo ngamachumi ayisithupha ngemva kokunqoba abakwenze iqembu leDynamos ngethukanya ngomgqibelo endaweni yesibili kule qembu leFC Platinum lalo elile miklomelo ngamachumi ayisithupha kodwa lihlohleka lutshwane kulele Nkezi Platinum. Iqembu leFC Platinum yilo ebelikhokhela engalaneni yemiklomelo phambilini kwemidlalo yangempela viki kodwa lihwithwe ngele Nkezi ngemva kokuba ngutshikilo bhanqale leHarare City 0-0. Kundawo yesithathu kule qembu leDynamos lona eselitshiwa ngemiklomelo emibili leqembu leNkezi kuthi elechikenini lisendaweni yesine lile miklomelo ngamachumi amahlanu lesithupha. Kusele imidlalo emine ukuba imidlalo iyefika komlindo uyacina. Njalo intatheli zindaba yezemidlalo uNation Dlovu uthi inkatha izawela loba yiliphi phakathi kwamaqembu ezimbamgodi iNkezi Platinum kanye leFC Platinum.
Ngokubona kwa
wami inkezo ya lunyaga ikasilaga prima soka di ingatatu angirinyi la makempu asangan sela elengezi platinum lele FC platinum imbangi rangi yukuti ama kempu lawa iwa pezuru njalo wakatesi azala gushe umjaru abaza uchala bebonke iyo oza chengisa ukuti oza baumango ba ngubani
wagi wakarela ikempu le choro choro trekchecha mfuta utie na ikempu le FC platinum lila hako upaka misa inkezo na kukangelwa ubala wa makempu azale njani lunyaga
Maskanyelama statistics e Premier League this year kuma teams aguresa EFC Platinum ilama lose angu 2 kupela singakhangela I Minkezi Platinum ile 6 ama lose so kukhanya ngani EFC Platinum izathatha I championship with badlala le Minkezi ku home yabo bangawina khona sibe advantage
ngaphansi kwengalane impi yokusinda ekugunyulweni layo ivutha amalangabi njalo ngaphandle kweqembu lebantu rovers lona okusegcekeni ukuba seligunyuliwe amaqembu abalisa icholocho iwange kanye leshabhani mine okuyiwahlezi endaweni ezine ezingaphansi kwengalane alokhu elawo amathuba okusinda loba nje elecholocho okuzamele lenze izimanga ukuba lisile ngoba kumele linqoba kuyo yonke imidlalo yalo elizayidlala la maqembu agoqela amabili alwisa ukuphakamisa isicoco athi yele FC Platinum kanye lele Chicken Inn. Sikhangele umdlalo kakhilikithi usuku lwesibili olomdlalo wesibili ohlobo lwetest phakathi kweqembu leZimbabwe lele West Indies lufike emaphethelweni iqembu leWest Indies lichaye amaruns angamachuma isikhombisa lathoba munembili 78 lilahlekelwe ngumdlali oyedwa. Lokhu kutsho ukuba iqembu leWest Indies likhokhelwa ngamaranzi angamakhulu amabili lamachumi amane lethoba munembili 248 njengoba eleZimbabwe ku-innings yalo yakuqala libuthelele amaranzi angamakhulu amathathu lamachumi amabili lesithupha 326. Lo mdlalo uqhubekela phambili kusasa enkundleni yeQueen's Sports Club koBulawayo. Ngimele Studio 7 koBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Well, it says they care, it's a letter that says they go, but don't know. What?
Baby bamba lava angeke ngawusiyathandwa I'm missing again if I tell it right bitch I'm not too blue the only thing wanna be the baby girl is you baby bamba lava angeke ngawusiyathandwa run it day
you wanna wear no wear so my baby
Before we breathe, smoke and meditate. A baby girl, that's a rasta culture. Baby girl, in the Ndokuda. And if it's a Kuriga, a baba na sisa la same.
You wanna wear no wear for my baby. You wanna wear no wear for my baby.
Ngifuna wena baby ingoma kaSankomani sigqibela uhlelo lwalamhlanje kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba zethu. UZulu wamukele ngenjabulo ukuvunyelwa kweziphathamandla zeZEC ukuba zibe ngabafakazi besiqiniseko esithile amaCommissioner of Oaths. Isigaba sesibili sokubhalisa abantu kugwalo lwabalelungelo lokuvota siqalise izolo. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gandes lithiya ke kuStudio 7 Live Talk lilala.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.